We're up to Simin Reish Pei Gimel. Okay, it's a shorty, short one. Lama ein moti in shnei sifrei Torah b'Shabbos. Tosas has a kasha. The Rashi has a kasha. We have by Yontif. We have a second sefer Torah to read the Korban Musaf. So Shabbos, we know there's a Korban Musaf. So why don't we take out every Shabbos a second sefer Torah and read the Korban Musaf? So we're gonna have four answers to the question. One we'll see in the Mechaber, one in the Mishnah Berurah, and Dershu brings down another couple of answers. One from the tour. So Reish Pei Gimel Aleph. Ma she'ein motiim b'Shabbos sefer sheni likros parshas hamusafim v'nei she'ein ba'ela shnei psukim, because there's only two psukim. There's only two psukim in the parsha of the Korban Musaf on Shabbos, and Aliyah needs to be at least three psukim, and therefore we don't have a second sefer Torah to read the Korban Musaf. There's only two psukim. Mishmas of Katan Aleph. The Ein Korban Batayra Pachas Mishosh Psukim, like we learned in Kuf Lamed Zayin. So why don't we throw in some other psukim? Well, it's Tarefi Ma Psukim Shalom Minyano Shalom E Efsher. We can't throw in outside psukim. Vatosus Kosvu Otam Fishat Tzarech LaHaftir BeNavi B'Kol Shabbos Minyano Shalom. The Haftorah in the Navi is Minyano Shalom. The Ikarina B'Shal Shabbos. And if we're always going to have a second Sefer Torah and read the Musaf Shal Shabbos, Im Ken Yitzarech LaHaftir B'Tzalik Minay V'Hainu Minyano Shabbos. So every Haftorah is going to have to be about Shabbos. It's going to be boring. Im Ken you call Haftorahs Minyan Echad. All the Haftorahs be Minyano Shabbos, and that's not Shaykh. That's not practical, and therefore we don't. That's the second reason not to take out a second sefer Torah every Shabbos and read the Korban Musaf. Dershu points out. Dershu points out on page 20 two other reasons. Okay, we have a question. The question is: we're in Reish Pei Gimel. Reish Pei Gimel. The question is as follows. Every Yontif, we take out a second Sefer Torah and we read the psukim that talk about the Korban Musaf of that Yontif. Why don't we do the same thing on Shabbos? Shabbos also has a Korban Musaf. So why don't we read the Korban Musaf of Shabbos every week with a second Sefer Torah? So the Mechaber, we're going to have four answers. One, we already saw in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, because there's only two psukim. Only two psukim, and we can't add outside psukim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Aleph. Only two psukim, you can't add other psukim that are not relevant, and therefore it's not shayach to take out the Sefer Torah. You need at least three psukim. Then he brings down Tosus, who says that the Haftorah has to be me'ein the Kriya. And if you have a second Sefer Torah, so then the me'ein the Yom, me'ein the Kriya, second Sefer Torah, then all the Haftorahs are going to have to be about Shabbos. And therefore, that's not shayach. So we can't have a second Sefer Torah read the Korban Musaf Shel Shabbos, because that would be mechayev all the Haftorahs to be about the same topic, Shabbos. Simin? I don't know. We've had small ones. I don't know. It's definitely a small one. And the Dershu brings out another couple of answers. One's based on the Gemara in Tainis. That when Klai Yisrael read the Karbanos, it was a conversation between Hashem and Avram Avinu. Hashem's talking to Avram. Avram said, what happens when my children sin? What are you going to do to them? And Hashem says, they'll bring Karbanos and they'll get a Kapara. And Avram says, good, but what happens after Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Hashem says, they're going to learn the Karbanos, and then I'll consider it as if they brought the Karbanos, and I'll be and that'll be Mechaper on their Averus. But that's owned by Musaf of Yantif. There's a Karban Chatos. It's Shayach Kapara. But on Shabbos, they're Olos, and they're not Lekapara, and therefore it's not necessary to read the Maftir of the Musaf of Shabbos, since it's not for Kapara anyway. And then the last reason brought down here in Dershu, that's the Kibali Atosus, that it says by the Mo'adim, by the Yomim Tovim, Eila Mo'adei Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam. And the Poshup Pshat is, you should read about the Mo'adim, and Shabbos is not considered a Mo'ad. And therefore, there's a source for reading the Musaf Shal Yantif, but not for reading, not no source that you have to read the Musaf of Shabbos. Those are the four reasons. Okay, we know every week we take out one Sefer Torah, right? We read the Parashas of Shavua. We don't read the Korban Musaf Shal Shabbos. Okay, that's Reish Pei Gimel. Resh Pei Dalid. Okay, this is Haftarah. So Resh Pei Beis was Kriyas Haftarah. Resh Pei Gimel is why we don't have a second Sefer Torah on Shabbos. Resh Pei Dalid now is the Haftarah. Okay, based on a Gemara Megillah Chaf Gimel. Maftirin B'Navi Mi'inyana Shal Pasha. We have a Haftarah. We read from the Navi something that relates to the Pasha. Ve'ein Polchsim Mi'chafa P'sukim. You shouldn't have less than 21 P'sukim in the Haftarah, in the Navi. Ela imkein salik inyana babat ma'achid, what the Gemara says over there. Gemara has a kasha, we have a Haftarah that's smaller. No, if the inyan is finished in less than 21 psukim, so we're not forced to stretch it to 21 psukim. Usually it's 21 psukim, it's supposed to be 21 psukim, we'll soon see why. But if in salik inyana, if the topic is finished in less, so then you could read less. Okay, I'm skipping Sif Aleph. Wait, what? Yeah, soon. We're going to skip that for now. We're going to start with Sif Beis, explain, and then we'll go back to that. Look at Sif Katan Beis, Banavi. Why do we have something called Haftarah B'chal? Where did it come from? Says the Mishabura about Tam. The guy made a decree, the Jews are not allowed to learn Torah. And therefore, they can't read from the Torah. So they were the guy who mavata kriyas Torah, but they were not opposed to learning Navi. They were opposed to chamisha chamisha Torah, and therefore karu b'neviim shiv'a ubar cholayim, and they would call up seven people to read from the Navi and make a bracha on the Navi. Kineged hashiv'a shi'utzichin la'alos v'kus b'Torah, corresponding to the seven aliyahs that were supposed to read from the Torah, but they can't read from the Torah because the guy made a decree, made a gzera, no kriyas Torah. So instead they would read the Navi, they substituted the Navi for the Torah. They would read the Psukim of the Navi. It sounds like they would even have aliyahs, they would have brachos.
With the bracha?
Well, we'll see. Psukim, everyone with seven aliyahs, times three, 21 Psukim. Even though the gzera against Torah, Baruch Hashem, was bato, and we're allowed to learn Torah, the minhag of doing the haftarah, the navi lo bato. Umishum hachi tiknu shehamafdir yikra b'navi lepachos michafa psukim. So therefore, haftarah lechatchila should be 21 psukim. V'hei korei, why? Because it's 7 times 3. V'hei korei b'torah tchila mekaber haTorah. Now, if we're just going to have someone, we have aliyahs of Torah, and then someone gets up and does the Navi, so it looks like the Torah and the Navi are the same. Torah and Navi are not the same. The Torah is on a higher level than the Navi. And therefore, we have something called a maftir. The person who's going to do the Haftarah is going to read from the Navi first, has to read from the Torah to show that the Torah comes first. The Torah is even more chashu than the Navi.
The maftir only reads from the Navi, then you think it's equal.
Right. And therefore, he first has to read from the Torah. The Kamosha Kasav, the Reish Pei Beis, of Kazan Chavches. The Yivarech HaMaftir, Sheva Brachos. The Maftir says seven brachos, corresponding to the seven aliyahs. Why? He has an aliyah. So one. That Shtei Brachos, Shemavarech HaMaftir, Ala Torah, Lefanel Acharea. Right? He gets an aliyah, the Maftir. Makes a bracha before his aliyah, makes a bracha after his aliyah. Then he makes one bracha before the Haftarah, va'achas al navi lefaneha, va'arba le'achareha, and four after. And that's seven brachas all together. I don't know if that exactly answers Shevach's question. I don't know if that was the seven brachas I don't know. Meaning, what did they do? Right, only on good. But we're going to get to that in a minute. But what were the brachas that they said over there? Maybe they just said regular. I don't know. Maybe they said the brachas we say on the Torah. They said it on the Navi. I don't know. So anyway, so you have seven brachos that the Maftir says, corresponding to the seven aliyahs, and it's supposed to be 21 psukim, which is seven aliyahs times three. Even though the gzera was batal, obviously we have kriyas haTorah, bizman hazeh, but the takana to read from the Navi, the haftarah remains. Okay, again, Reish Pei Dalet Aleph Maftirim Ben Navi Minyana Shal Parsha. We read from the Navi something that relates to the Parshas HaShavua. They impose to Michaf HaPsukim. It should not be less than 21 Psukim, which is 7 times 3. Elim Kein Salik Inyana B'Batzim Achi. Unless less than 21, the topic is over, and then we'll stop there. Kagon, Oloseichem, Sefu al Zivcheichem. That's an example of the Chelek of Navi that's less than 21 psukim. Hagah. This answers your question, Chesko. V'davka b'Shabbos ba'in chaf al psukim. Why? Shabbos is seven aliyah, seven times three. Shlosha psukim l'kol achad min akruim. Aval b'yontiv, where we have five shekorin chamisha, we have five aliyahs. So, five times three is 15. Is enough to have avtor, 15 psukim. Sagi, it's enough b'tesva psukim. So you're asking about the fast day at Mincha, so it would be enough to have nine. I mean, it's much longer after, obviously. Haftorah was instituted only b'tzibur after Kriyas HaTorah. About Belav Hachi, let's say they have no Sefer Torah. There is no Kriyas HaTorah in this shul, this Shabbos. No Sefer Torah. Also, it's ironic, because the whole takana of Haftorah came to replace Kriyas HaTorah, but now we're saying, if there's a matzah but there's no Kriyas HaTorah, out goes the Haftorah. It's ironic. About Belav Hachi, also likosim ha-brachos shelefenech l'achareah. About Belav Bracha Shari, you can read the Haftorah, stop, read from the Navi, but you can't make brachos on it. They didn't have a Sefer Torah. They read the Sefer Torah and Rishu Sifkat and Gimel. And then they found that the Sefer Torah was possible. So they still can, even that's not called not having Kriyas HaTorah. If they had Kriyas HaTorah, they thought it was kosher, then they later found out it was pasul. At the end of the parasha, they find out that it's pasul. We don't say it's either they didn't do Kriyas HaTorah and now they can't do Haftorah, they can do Haftorah with the brachos. Okay, bye, be alacha, let's be alacha. They already read from the Torah. And they found that she psula. Then they later figured out that it was possible. So the Mishnah says it's okay. What if they knew at the beginning? They knew that the Sefer Torah is possible. They mitchilo yadu she psula, and they didn't have any other Sefer Torah. V'lohayolem acheres v'koruba below bracha. So they read from the possible Sefer Torah without brachos. We shouldn't forget about Kriyas HaTorah. So even though the shul only has a pasul Sefer Torah, they do Kriyas HaTorah without aliyahs. That's good enough to have a Haftorah afterwards with brachos. No, not good enough. They lahafter achar kach bebracha. You should not do after bebracha. How do we paskin v'chein mistavros? So Birlacha paskins like Rabbi Kiva Eger that if the Kriyas HaTorah was done lechatchila with the pasul Sefer Torah without brachas, that's not good enough to allow the reading of the Haftorah with the brachos. Bir alacha, look at the previous bir alacha. Dibar maschav, ablav hachi v'chulei. Second line. Read the whole thing. He's asked that kash. V'afa pishet chilas atakos. He's saying, if there's no Sefer Torah, there's no Haftorah. Well, why not? The whole point of the Haftorah was there's no Sefer Torah, because the guy didn't allow Kriyas HaTorah. V'afa pishet chilas atakon ha'isal Kriyas HaFtorah, afilu below Kriyas Sefer Torah, k'mo shekasavti b'mishna bura, achshav shenis batla gzeira. So there's no gzeira, Baruch Hashem, we can read from the Torah. Lo tiknu levarech al Haftorah, ki im acha Kriyas Sefer Torah. Okay, so it's ironic, but that's the bottom line, that's the halacha. And now let's look at the first bir halacha, rak b'tzibor. This is a din that we have all over. Whenever you have a din minyan, let's say you started something with a minyan, and then some of the minyan left. It's a davar chamor to leave the minyan. The Gemara brings down very strong words. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down. But the rule is, if the minyan, part of the minyan, you had 10 people, 11, and two left. Now you're done with 9. Whatever you started, you can continue. So if you're in the middle of Chazar HaShatz, and now you find yourself with 9, you're allowed to finish Chazar HaShatz. So what if you start with Kriyas HaTorah 10, and then in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah you have 9. So you're allowed to finish Kriyas HaTorah. So look at the Bir HaLacha, Dibar Masko Rak B'tzibor, V'himitchilu HaFtorah Ba'asar, if you started HaFtorah with 10, V'yatsu Mikzatsum and some left. Afilachim Mutlu L'Gamra Im Birkoseha, you're allowed to finish HaFtorah. Aval im yatzu miksas and kodim shetchilu aftara. But if they left before the aftara, let's say they left in the middle of kriyas atara, av shebeis kriyas atara hayu asara, or even if kriyas atara they had 10. And then they left im aftirin. Haftorah b'navi inyan acheru. Haftorah is not considered a continuation of Kriyas HaTorah. It's two separate things, and that's learned out from the Mishnah Megillah and Daf Chav Daleb, where there's a whole list of things that you need a minyan for, and each of those things is considered a separate category. Kriyas HaTorah, Paras Al Shema, Chazar HaShat, Kriyas HaTorah, Haftorah, each one's a separate thing. So if someone left in the middle, you can finish that thing, but you can't go on to the next part of the davening that requires a minyan. Okay. That was Sif. Okay, that's Sif Aleph, but we missed Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, which is very, very important. Okay, back to Reish Pei Dalid, the first Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. Maftirin. Kosev Alevush. Tomati! Al Shalom Ra'isi Nogin Lichtov Haftoras Kidin Sefer the Levush as a Tema. It's a wonderment. Why don't people write the Haftoras Kidin Sefer? You have after from Sefer Yeshayahu. You should have a klaf written kalacha, just like a Sefer Torah, on a klaf with a sefer biglila written properly. And that's how you should read your Haftorah from Yeshayah Hanavi. How could you read it from a chumash? How could you read it from a printed book? So the Levush has a tema. The Tazu Magen Avram Yishvu HaMinig. The Tazu Magen Avram answer this Levush. Even though it's printed, the Gam Al Aniyar, it's on paper, it's not on cloth, and it's not biglila, it's bound like a book. Mutter le'inyin zeh. It's still mutter. Mikomakom das Magen Avram Ditzach Likros Haftorah Mitoch Navi Shalim Hanitpas Lo Mitoch Haftorah Levan Hanitpas B'chumish.
So there's a few categories. There's a klaf on which one writes the entire Sefer Yoshua, Shoftim, Melachim, Shmuel. Then there's the Chumash. You have the Parasha, yeah, and then right there you have the Haftorah. That he says you should not read from. He's saying if you're not going to read from a klaf, then you should read from a Navi Shalem. You want to read from a book, but at least you should have the whole Navi there, at least the whole book of Yoshua, Shoftim, whatever it is. Not just read it from a chumash that has in the back. V'chein gam kein das ayir rabba, ayin sham. U'mikom akum. Im ein lam rak haftorah nitpas b'chumash. Let's say they don't have a Tanakh. That's why Shabbach donated a Tanakh. We can read from a full two Tanakhs. We can read from a full Tanakh, the haftorah. If we're not zochet to the klaf, which we're no longer zochet to the klaf, we can't discuss that. We come back from Elam Rak Haftorah and it says in the Chumash, Yesh Lismach Lahakya Shlo Levatla Kriyas Haftorah. Ach Lechatchila Bevadai Ro'oi V'Nachon Lechatchila, it's certainly proper Shia Lekol Tzibor Nevi'im Shenichtavim Beklaf V'Chedin Beklaf Kadin. It is appropriate Lechatchila to have the claps for the Navi. Sha'az gama shemos nichtavim b'kedusha. And then even the Shem Hashem is written b'kedusha. Masha'enkin kishu al niyar nitpas. And it's not the case when it's printed on a piece of paper. V'chein hinig agra b'kilaso to have the Navi on claf. V'ke'es nishpashe zeh b'har b'kilaso. So it's very common, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'ashrei chelkom. And fortunate is their lot. Okay, the Sharat Zion on the bottom Oiz Bay says, after the Prima Gadim cost of Tanakh, you should have a whole Tanakh. It's enough to have just nowadays have a Tanakh, it's no big deal. But if you have a book of Shmuel and Malachim and Shoftim, it's also okay. But the whole Sefer should be there. Sharat Zion Oiz Dalid. So the Mishnah Berurah is strongly recommending having a klaf. If you don't have a klaf, you should use a Navi Shalem, or again, it doesn't do the whole Navi, the whole Nach, but at least the whole book. And if you don't even have that, then you can even read it from the Chumash.
Sharatin ois dalit on the bottom. Dibi ikra adin yesh the dabre is a harbe. Ain bali rab. Omiyu. Ain limchos biyara nogin lakel. One should not protest if people are naked. Du becha esa sos Hashem. It's very expensive for every shul to get a whole set of klavs of Navi that are going to be needed for the Haftorahs throughout the year. And therefore, even though really you're not supposed to print or write parts of Navi, it should be the whole thing together. It's Eitz Asos Hashem, it's hard to do with the real deal. And therefore, one should not... Don't protest. If the tzibur can afford it, they should have the Nevi'im written properly on a cloth. So it continues the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharat Ziyun, Befrat, especially Biyaminu nowadays. People spend a lot of money to make the shul extra fancy and extra nice in a way that's not necessary. The Kavanos and Hashem Shemayim. They're Hashem Shemayim. Why are they making the shul fancy? It's a mitzvah. Here's a mitzvah. Kidei l'kayim zeh keli v'anveyu. To be, make mitzvahs beautiful. So, but bevadei mitzvah is not b'ksivas nevi'im ha'kadoshim. It'll be a bigger mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah, to make your shul beautiful by making our simple shul, but have the beauty of having klavs that you could read the haftarah from a klav. Says, if you don't have the money, you don't have the money. But if you have the money, that is a better place to put the money than to make a fancy chandelier. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Don't look at me funny, I didn't make it up. No, we're talking about a cloth, the whole sefer. Yes. Yes. Right, so they had the Haftorah is written on a cloth, a Sefer after Russell, which the Chatchila you're not supposed to do, because it's supposed to write a whole Sefer. But because they couldn't afford it, so they were maker to allow the Sefer after Russell to write the Haftorahs only on a cloth. Now that they bring down from the Aruch HaShulchan says that was the minhag in Lita. And many shuls had such a thing. Aruch HaShulchan writes, and in Lita that's what they did. The Chazanish holds you should have a klaf. Once you don't have a klaf, it's all the same. He doesn't like any of it. It's klaf. It's not like klaf, Tanakh, Sefer after Asa, and then the Chumash. He says it's all the same. If they don't have a Navi mi klaf, ain't Hevdel. If they're reading from a Navi Shalim or from a Chumash. And the printed stuff doesn't count at all. I mean, b'di'evid, you can read it. I don't think he's arguing on that. I see them at less makbid on it. That's true. Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah brings it down from the Magen Avraham. Mikomakum das magam detoch lekas haftorah mitoch navi shalom hanitpas velo mitoch haftorah levad hanitpesel bechumish. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down the safe after us with all the haftorah is on a cloth. That's brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan that there were communities in Europe that did that. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.